Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 98.
What's up, guys? Hey, in this episode, I'm going to introduce my new online course talking about mental toughness. Let's go. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast. You know, during quarantine and COVID, we are thinking about you. We are praying for your health, happiness, hopefully that you are improving, growing during this time. You know, when crazy stuff happens, you got to adapt. For example, first time in 20 years, I shaved my head pretty darn short. T-Money, you want the video? What do you think, T-Money? You like the buzz cut?
Yeah, I respect it.
You got to adapt. And in that same vein, you know, with my business being mainly a live speaker trainer, you know, you can't do large groups. So I've had several coaches reach out to me and say, Colin, we can't practice, we can't play, we can't be together. Do you have anything for us to help us train our mind during quarantine? And you know what? Hey, I'm for the people, T-Money. I was like, I got you covered. So I'm so pumped and excited. Oh. Master Your Mindset listeners, if you've been listening to the podcast for a long time, that's all audio. But we have a Master Your Mindset mental toughness training online course now available. Let's go, T-Money. So watch this. Watch this. Coaches, performers, athletes, parents, you take this course, and when you finish it, you'll have a mental toughness certification.
Let's do this.
So I'm going to teach you 5 mental skills that is going to create elite self-awareness, and you're going to go to the mind gym, build that mental strength. While you can't physically train like you want to, you can train your mind. So when you're done with this training, man, you're going to be so clear, so confident, lower stress, have enhanced clarity in what you need to do to be your best. And T-Money, let's talk about how has your game, your mind, your life changed after being exposed to the content that we share about the mental game?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, ever since I started working with you, it's been just the difference in my, not only my like game on the golf course, but just everything. I've been a lot more relaxed, and like before I struggled with just staying calm with myself and having forgiveness. And I think ever since I started working, getting the mental stuff, getting all that, and getting that information, it's really helped me realize, like when I'm out on the golf course, in school, in life, who cares? Just relax. That's the huge thing is just be relaxed. It's gonna help your performance. I mean, my performance has improved a ton, and I'm not saying I'm the perfect. Oh heck yeah! Like hit a bad shot. Whatever. Who cares? I'm not there yet, and you're never going to be to that point. But the amount that I've gotten better, and how much it's helped increase my skills and help me with my game, and just in life, it's been huge. And like as I've talked about before, I'm a debater, and like this past year, it was my mindset the whole year was like, who cares? Like, we win, we lose, whatever. Like it's whatever. And I had a lot of success this year. And I think that's because of that mindset, is that it's the whatever, just go be yourself. Just go do you. Don't put pressure on yourself.
And let me just clarify. You're not saying whatever, who cares? Like, I don't care about this.
Yeah.
You're telling your mind, if I'm not perfect, if I mess up, the world's not going to end.
Exactly.
Enjoying the moment? Am I growing? Am I focused? Yeah. Have I put in the work? Once I do that, then I'm clear. Exactly. That's really good. Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, I think for me, it's about, you know, having tools. And when I was a performer, athlete, you know, in school, I didn't have some of these tools. So I struggled. It was like, I hid a lot of anxieties. I hid a lot of fears. So it's like my life's purpose to provide these tools I've learned later as an adult and make the mental game super simple. So I'm going to break down the 5 mental skills you're going to learn to master mental toughness. The first is self-awareness. Awareness precedes behavior change. The second is self-talk and mindfulness. The number one source of confidence, you know, to influence your performance is how you speak to yourself. I'm going to teach you some tools to really master mindfulness. to be present, to stop judging, and to visualize success. The third is self-image and your identity. The most powerful force is how you see yourself. And we give, you know, athletes and people, you know, band, music, choir, whatever, if you are performing, I love this concept, you're not defined by this.
Yeah.
And then the fourth mental skill is, you know, courage and how to manage your internal state to be resilient, to be in control. And the last one is to be process focused, on your habits, your routines. Instead of getting seduced by the fruit, focus on the root. You can't control outcomes, what people think, but get those routines, get that motivation dialed in. And then there'll be cool handouts, that PDFs you can print off, fill them out. There's videos. There's I recorded mindfulness audio tracks you can use. You know, handouts, if you're a coach or a parent, you can use these for your team, your players. If you're coaching people, you want to coach people, you know, as a side hustle, you can use all this content. And then there's a test at the end, a 30-question test. And then when you're done, you'll be certified. I mean, imagine being mentally tough certified, having a certification, put on LinkedIn, put on your resume, job interviews. You know, I'm thinking of coaches, trainers. This is a great tool for you. You can't just coach the physical game, you have to coach the mental game as well.
Absolutely.
So team money, I'm gonna end with a few quotes. I love quotes. And I'm just gonna throw out a few quotes, man, and tell me which ones you like as we conclude this episode. So I want you guys to pay close attention. We're gonna be talking about that peaceful, quiet mind, that mentally tough mind. Here we go. This is from Confucius. He says, "A man is not great because he hasn't failed. A man is great because failure hasn't stopped him." And what about Bruce Lee? He once said, "The successful warrior is the average man, but with laser-like focus." What about from the all-time great Bill Russell, most championships ever in the NBA? "Concentration and mental toughness are the margins of victory." Did you guys catch that? Mental toughness and concentration, that's the margin of victory. Not just lifting weights and training your skills, but training your mind as well. How about, I'm going to butcher this name. I think he's the first human to run a marathon under 2 hours. It's Eliud Kipchoge. I cannot say his last name, but I love this. If you don't rule your mind, it can rule you. That's so good. And then from soccer player, a USA soccer player, Rose Lavelle, "As much as you want to feel good physically, I think the biggest battle is how you feel mentally stepping on the field." So, guys, leave nothing to chance. Train your mind during quarantine. Train your mind all the time. But there's a sale. You're going to save a bunch of money if you sign up before May 9th. So get your friends. There's huge team discounts. So get a group of people. Get your team. Get on that team price. And guys, this is the X factor. This is the missing link to peak performance. So team money, of the five mental skills I listed, what's the one you want to work on the most?
Ooh.
I can give a summary. So self-awareness, self-talk, mindfulness, self-image, courage / state management, getting control of your internal state, and then being process focused. Which one of those five?
I think self-talk is huge. That's always just been something I've struggled with. And like, I've gotten better, as I've said, but still, I think that's a big one that I need to get better at, is just self-talk.
I think we all can get better. And I look back, was the biggest transformation in my life during my journey of learning the mental game and coaching the mental game, is just that awareness of like, man, I am so negative.
Mm-hmm.
And negativity never helped anyone. We can't guarantee that positivity always works. We can't guarantee that being negative always works for the negative.
For sure.
So just recognize that dialogue and having a mental game plan, a self-talk game plan with your affirmations, with your anchor statements, with your reset word. 44,000 patients in the BBC lab in the UK. The number one source of confidence and performance was self-talk. Let's go, team money.
Oh.
So you guys will learn these skills. And hey, sign up. Let me know how you like it. If you're a team and sign up, I'd be happy to do a Zoom call with you and your team.
Yeah,
I'm willing to offer that right now. If you guys sign up as a team, I want to jump in on and help kick off this mental toughness journey that you're going to be on. So, guys, if you like this episode, give us a review. Give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe to the podcast. Let us know what you're thinking. Share it with a friend. And guys, you know what to do. The body has limits,
but the mind is limitless. How do you know, man?